I'm well, Andrew. How are you?
Doing okay, and you can have some people on track this week, which is terrific for the Birragurra Cup. I mean, just explain to our listeners what I mean by that, because unfortunately, your last meeting was the Colac Cup, and it fell smack bang on that weekend of the hard lockdown with no one there.
Yes, unfortunately, Andrew, we didn't have any spectators on site for the Colac Gold Cup. But this weekend, we have spectators back and we're expecting a nice big crowd for the Mortimer's Petroleum Birragurra Cup.
It's a long name for the engraver. Just explain to us a bit about that. First of all, where is Birragurra? Is that a small location near Colac, is it?
Yes, so Birragurra is about 20 kilometres from Colac, and it's a small town, and they used to have, they did have a race course back in the day many years ago. So it all sort of stems from, when the races used to be run at Birragurra.
So do you know if any people recall that racetrack? How long are we talking? Many decades ago, there's no still remnants or people actually know the location. The track's not still there in any form, is it?
No, it's not. So they had their first meeting out of Birragurra in 1948.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've been hosting this cup now for a number of years. And Mortimer Petroleum seems an obvious explanation. Tell us about the link there.
Okay. So David and Chris from Mortimer Petroleum are great sponsors of the club here. And, of course, we buy all our fuel from Mortimer's Petroleum. Great prices, great fellas, and they're coming along on Sunday as well.
Terrific. So, as you say, at least you can have sponsors as well as some spectators there. So, obviously, this meeting wouldn't be a hugely attended one, but a popular meeting nonetheless. Have you got some feedback from people that have told you, look, Marie, we couldn't go to the Colac Cup, we're going to come on Sunday instead?
Yes, we've had many people that didn't get to the Cup, so they said, hang on to our money and we'll come along to the Birragurra Cup, which is a great sort of family day out, and we've held our fashions on the field over to Birri this weekend, so it'll be a great day of racing and fashion and, yeah, just a general catch-up for everybody.
All right, so is it pre-purchase before the meeting? Will there be any tickets on sale at the gate? What's the story? Do people have to register and buy their tickets now as we start the weekend?
Yes, people do have to register and, yes, buy their tickets online, so you just won't be able to walk up to the gate. So we're urging everyone to jump online while there's still tickets available to come along on Sunday.
And this meeting normally wraps it up for you with, I think, normally the three race meetings a season. You've got a pick-up meeting. You're hosting the Geelong meeting. It's actually the St Pat's Cup, is it? Tell us why you're hosting the St Pat's Cup.
Yes. So that's on Saturday the 13th of March. So they'll be running some buses down here from Geelong, and I'm sure it'll be a great Irish day down here at Colac on the 13th of March.
Well, that's a terrific reason to get to that meeting. It's a great theme day, and not being raced at Geelong, so being raced at Colac. So a positive coming out of a negative of not having people at your recent Colac Cup, and good luck on Sunday as we speak. Hey, thanks for taking the call, Marie. All the best.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Marie Gannon, of course, the disappointment for Colac, their Colac Cup, the Gold Cup, was held right on the weekend when the hard lockdown was in place, and, of course, no one could be there. They've got the Birragurra Cup. If you're listening in that part of the state, why not get along to enjoy a nice Sunday racing at Colac for their Birragurra Cup meeting. And keep in mind the St Pat's meeting on the 13th of March, the Saturday at Colac as well.